Part of the mission of the Green Mountain Club is to encourage people to hike Vermont's mountains, especially the Long Trail. And now there's an app for that. The club is offering digital maps, which you can download onto a cell phone. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman recently took a hike with this new technology to check it out.
So right now we're at Sherburn Pass, and we are at the trailhead for the Sherburn Pass Trail, which is a side trail for the Long Trail.
Let's go for it, huh?
Sounds good.
Winter arrived early here at the base of Pico Mountain in the central Green Mountains as Matt Krebs snowshoes into the woods. Krebs is the operations and publications coordinator with the Green Mountain Club, and after we're up the trail a ways, he pulls out a cell phone.
So as we're looking at a PDF version of our Killington area map, you can see like we have a little blue dot of where we're located, and then you can record a track of where you're going. You can take photos of a location and then later add them onto the map. And it allows them to basically put everything they want attached to the map so they can remember it digitally.
The new Green Mountain Club digital map program is all tricked out. It has the trails and shelters and water sources, just like a paper map. And it works when cell service isn't available using GPS technology. But there are a host of other features that let people attach photos to locations and track their hiking and zoom in and out to see exactly where they are on the trail. Krebs says for those who use technology and are comfortable with it, it could be a way to encourage people to get into the woods more.
We've had the conversation about digital products, and unless paper just completely disappears where it's not available, you know, the Green Mountain Club has no plans of changing on printing the Long Trail Guide. It's iconic. And so, you know, I think there'll always be certain things that'll be there. And, you know, blazes on trees, I think, are one of them because it's part of the experience.
But Krebs says that while the digital maps are pretty cool, they should not be the only navigation tools you take out into the woods. Cell phones fall and break, and batteries die. And he says it's important to always carry a map and compass and know how to follow a blazed trail.
We are seeing younger generations using digital products more, and we think that that's a way for folks to be, to make the backcountry more accessible, easier for them, less barriers to participate in hiking and just enjoying the mountains in general.
The Green Mountain Club currently has 4 digital maps for sale for some of the most popular hiking sections of the Long Trail. The club hopes to have the entire trail available in the next year or so. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman at Sherburn Pass.